Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. My name is Jamie. I am your host this evening. Tonight, I have two incredible co-hosts that's with me, LaTanya and Brittany. Brittany, welcome to the Black Girl Nerds podcast, by the way. This is her first appearance with us. She's also a contributor to Black Girl Nerds. And tonight's show is going to be an interview with the creator of Blurred Nation. So her name is Shone. She is a fellow BGN. And we're going to talk about her website and what she's doing in the Blurred community. Before we get started on our interview tonight, do need to make a couple of announcements, some really good news, actually. Black Girl Nerds is moving in an upward direction, which I'm really, really excited about. So if you're not aware already via social media, because you know I'm constantly putting out tweets and blasts about this, but we have formed a partnership with Urban Soul Radio. So if you're not familiar, they're a Los Angeles-based radio station, and they were actually very interested in the blog concept and what we have to say with our podcast. So they've decided to work with us, and they are going to actually air the Black Girl Nerds podcast on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 5 o'clock Pacific. So now you have a third platform to where you can listen to us. You can either listen to us live through Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us via iTunes if you haven't subscribed already. And now you can listen to us via the radio. So you can be in your car and listen to Black Girl Nerds. If you don't live in the Los Angeles area, you can go to their website. So it's www.urbansoulradio.fm. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow them at USRLive. All right? So good news. More visibility for Black Girl Nerds. And also, Urban Soul Radio actually airs in over 130 countries. So we're national or international now. So very, very exciting. And our second announcement is if you go to the Black Girl Nerds website, blackgirlnerds.com, we have a contributor. Her name is Shelley Ellis. She is a very talented writer. She does a lot of posts for us. She is a published author. She's written a lot of books, a series of books, and she is actually doing a book giveaway on our website. So check out her blog post. She actually wrote a blog post recently today about, you know, the woes of motherhood. And included in her blog post, she did a free copy giveaway of her book called Can't Stand the Heat. So she's giving away three copies of that book. The grand prize winner out of the three entries that we're having will get not only a copy of the book, but they'll also get a copy, or not a copy, but they'll actually get a pair of Armani sunglasses. So very nice. Yeah, very nice stuff. Now's the time to get in on that entry because it's only 6 days that we're doing the giveaway. And right now there's nobody that's entered in yet. So if you enter in now, you pretty much got a chance of getting the book. So check out blackgirlnerds.com and enter in the giveaway to get a free copy of Can't Stand the Heat, which is a printed copy and signed by Shelley herself. All right. So before we get started, want to pass the virtual mic over to our two co-hosts tonight. If you girls can just give us your name and just a brief introduction, we'll start with LaTanya and then our newbie, Brittany.
Okay, well, I'm LaTanya. Hello. I am an hour outside of the city, New York City, sorry, for everyone that doesn't know what the city is. And, that's who I am.
Hey, guys, I am Brittany. I'm from the Georgia area. I am a Southern girl all the way, and that's about it. I'm a mother, and I'm a wife.
I want to be that one day.
Yeah, someday.
It's like a second job. So
really?
I have like two or three jobs in my life now.
Awesome, awesome. Good stuff. So tonight we have Shown from Blurred Nation. If you guys have not heard about Blurred Nation, you guys need to get on it ASAP. www.blurrednation.com is the website. It's incredibly well-designed, well-structured site that speaks to the blurred community. And she's on with us tonight to discuss her website and all things that's related to Blurred Nation. So welcome, Shown, to the show, guys. Woo.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So, did you like that little applause track that I threw in there?
Yes, for sure. I loved it.
So, Shown, tell us about Blurred Nation. You know, what is the site about, and what motivated you to create it?
I'd probably just start with what motivated me to create the site. Basically, like a little back history on me. I was born and raised in New York for like the early years of my life. And then my parents moved us to Chattanooga, which was a complete cultural shock. for anybody that knows, it's mostly, or at least back then, it's mostly a Caucasian city, but it's definitely more diversity now. And we lived in the suburbs. So that just was a big change for just my life in general. I didn't have a lot of black role models in my life or black friends besides my parents, and I didn't really know what other black people were up to. For instance, like I have a degree in design, but beforehand I didn't know that there were even black people in design or what they were doing with that sort of degree. And I feel like my perspective could have been completely different if I was exposed to more like radical jobs and hobbies that other black people were in. And this just led me to create Blurred Nation. I just wanted a platform to showcase what talented, unique, amazing black people were doing around the world, because I knew that they were doing great things, but nobody was really putting it out there. I just needed to know what other black people were passionate about. And I also thought, wouldn't it be great if young black kids had somewhere to go to see what other black people were doing so that they could have role models in their life? I thought that would be really cool.
That's awesome. What are your thoughts about, you know, the emergence and this rising popularity with black nerds or blurreds?
I think it's pretty interesting and fun. I see a blurred as being someone who's just super passionate about what they do. I feel like it breaks the barrier of the definition of like a stereotypical nerd. I think people have this idea of what a nerd is supposed to be, how a nerd is supposed to look and act, but blurred can be whatever you want it. You can have a really unique, every person has their own unique definition of what a blurred is, and all those definitions are right.
Awesome. Latanya, did you have a question?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I actually was thinking when you were talking, though, about you went to school for design. I went to school for design as well.
Awesome.
And I actually thought about that once or twice, like while I was in schooling, because I went to a really small art school in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I'm like, there are like no black designers here, but we had a lot of black illustrators, which is really odd. I was like, I guess black people just don't design things. But once I was outside of school, I was like, oh, okay, no, there's other black designers. But that was just like really interesting, because I totally had one of those moments like in school. I'm like, I don't think black people are graphic designers. I don't think they care about design.
Yeah.
And then outside of school, I was like, oh, okay, there's other people like me. That's nice. So that's funny that you had that realization too. But a lot of the black kids at my school, they all wanted to be like comic book artists or just be illustrators. Like there's a lot of people that went to my school that also wanted to be tattoo artists. And I thought that was kind of like a weird like pack of kids that were just like, I want to like, go to art school to do tattoos. I'm like, but there's so much like design, and you can paint and you can do this. But I thought the same thing. So that's funny that you said that.
Yeah, in my design class at school, I was the only black person, and then to be a black female on top of that. So it made it even more strange that, are there really black people in design? Even now that I'm a freelance web and graphic designer, I haven't met other black designers yet. So.
I met a few. I met a few in New York City, actually, and outside of there, like even and within Connecticut, I've met people that are black designers. But at school, you know, like I don't really pay attention unless it's something quite obvious, like, okay, I'm the only black person here and this is awkward. But I don't really, I didn't really notice it, you know, until one day I was like, wait a minute, I don't think black people know anything about design. Even with that said, when I decided to go to school to be a graphic designer, my mother had no clue what a graphic designer did.
Yeah, my parents did.
Like, she had no clue. She was like, what does that mean? Like, I want to go to art school to be a graphic designer. And she's like, so you want to be an artist? I'm like, well, technically, yeah, but, you know, graphic designers, they design, like, packages. And, you know, I had to explain it to her, but at first she's like, I don't understand. Like, I think it's, like, a very big thing in the black community, and it's weird. Like, I don't know why it's not. Like, I don't know what that is, like, what that barrier is that that's hard to cross, because that was one of the first things I thought when thinking about going to school. Like, I was like, I want to go to school for art. Like, once I decided to go to school for art, it was graphic design.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I feel the same way about my degree. There's not a lot of black people in fashion at all. I'm going to school for fashion merchandising, and there should be more diversity, but I don't know if people are more afraid to try it.
You're in Virginia? You're in Virginia, you said?
No, I'm in Georgia. I'm talking about, like, Georgia. Fashion. Fashion is just, it's not a lot of diversity at all. So
I think it depends on where you are, too, because I don't think Georgia would have that many black people in fashion, but New York does.
But Atlanta, I would think Atlanta would be swarming with black fashion
designers. Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Because my mom, my family is from Savannah. So, like, there's not much of that happening in Savannah. But Atlanta, that's true. I didn't think about that.
It is a little bit Atlanta, but it's not, like, you know what I mean? I wish it was a lot more.
A lot more, yeah. Well, if you're listening in right now and you're into fashion, designing, or graphic design, give us a tweet, give us a shout out. You can reach us two ways. You can use the hashtag BGN Podcast, jump into the discussion. You can ask us questions, ask Shown questions, or leave us some comments, or you can give us a call. Our number is 347-237-4616, and the phone lines are open. I do see somebody that's holding. I'm not certain if they're Skyping in or actually holding for a call, but let's see which one it is because they've been holding for a while. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Leslie. I'm calling again from outside of Philadelphia. Actually, I'm driving through Pennsylvania right now.
I'm
on the way home from a trip from this weekend. I actually was just listening in because I can't access online, so I was calling to just listen. So I didn't actually have a question. But hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I'll go ahead and put you back on mute, and you can continue to listen in. And, yeah, drive safe, okay? I hope you're using the speakerphone.
Okay.
All right. So, Shown, what's the mission behind Blurred Nation? Is there a mission?
I'd probably say the biggest thing is positivity and encouragement. I just feel like we really can't go wrong in the world to have a bit more of that. And I feel like people just need a place to know that they can be different and they can be themselves. Just a lot of positivity and encouragement. And I feel like there's a myriad of different interests among black people. But, again, there's no platform to really show what they're doing. I mean, we're a multifaceted people. We're still evolving as a culture. And I feel like there's no place that's really an epicenter of where we can find this information of just all things that are good dealing with black people and blurs in general.
Right, absolutely. Have any of the readers of your site, responded to Blurred Nation? Have you gotten any feedback from people since you've actually launched the site? Because you just launched it, about a couple months ago?
Yeah, it's been about 6-7 weeks now, and we've been getting awesome feedback through Twitter, through our contact letter online. People have been sending in emails, and I got one recently where a person was just like, I'm so glad to know I'm not the only one out there. Great feedback about just being able to see other people and what they're doing, and also with the design and functionality of the website, people have really been digging that as well.
And you've got, a blurred feature on your site. So how does that work? Someone can go to your website and plug in their information, and they'll be featured as a blurred of the week, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's an online form that people can request for now until we figure out a feature of how to just have people sign up automatically through a button on the website. So they request a form, I send them the form, and I basically just set up a publish date, and it automatically uploads to the website, and they become the featured blurred of that day or for a couple of days. Like I said, the website is still really new, so we don't have multiple blurs per week. We usually post about 2 to 3 blurs per week right now, so at least everybody gets a couple of days to shine on Blurred Nation.
Nice, nice. So for those of you guys that are listening,
oh,
if you want to feature,
you're featured.
If you go on the website, I'm featured now as the blurred of the day on Blurred Nation, and you guys too can do that. So definitely check out blurrednation.com and request that form. So that way, if you're someone who's a content creator, we have one of our Twitter followers, Marmar82. He says he wanted to originally be a comic book artist, and he wants to write comics. Marmar, get on Blurred Nation. Feature that about yourself. You never know who's looking. You never know what kind of social media contacts you can get through the website.
Yeah, especially, it would be cool if, Blurred Nation was a place where people were able to, even launch their careers. You never know who's looking at a website who's, they're looking for something new and fresh for their company or somebody to invest in. So definitely ask for a form to be on the website, because you never know who's watching.
Exactly. And is it something where, for example, if Marmar wanted to go onto your site and be featured, can he put up pictures of his comic book art along with his photograph and all of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the pictures on the side, I'm not sure if people know, when you click on them, they actually show up in the light box, and they become the original size of the image. So you can post pretty much any size image that you want, and so people can see the full-on effect of your work.
What kind of people have come to the site? Are there artists, content creators, or just sort of a large myriad of different kinds of people?
Just a large myriad of people. We have an urban planner on there, a woodworker, social justice people, bloggers like yourself. There's just all sorts of people on the website, comedians. So it's just anybody. I think of Blurred Nation and a blurred as somebody who's uniquely passionate about what they do, and that can be anything. So you can be a nerd about just what you're really into. It doesn't have to be a nerd in science and math and whatever the stereotypical definition of a nerd is. It's just really what you're all about.
Now, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, what?
Were you about to ask something? Oh, okay. Originally, because you said that, one of the things is you noticed there wasn't a lot of Black people in design, for example. When you started Blurred Nation, how did you start finding people, interested people? Was it just social media, or was it one of those things where you just started making friends, and you're like, hey, I'm going to feature you on my site, and it caught on? Or, how did that whole, how did
yeah. you... I contacted a couple of friends that I knew, and then they introduced me to other people, and then they introduced me to others. So I started to feature them on the website, and then people started asking through Twitter, and I asked a couple of people as well. And it's just been kind of snowballing like that and been a thing through word of mouth, which I think is really cool to have as many people as we do right now just through word of mouth, and I would love for it to continue that way. So that's why I'm always posting on Twitter, like, if you want to be on Blurred Nation, let us know. And one of the awesome questions on the website is, are there any famous or not so famous people that you think should be on here? And we've been getting great answers for people to be on there. So I'm slowly contacting those people. And if they see that they're on the website, definitely ask for an online form and we'll get them on there.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, is Blurred Nation specifically for black nerds, or are any nerds welcome to the site?
As of right now, it is specifically for black people, but I've been getting into a lot of conversations with people about what if, you know, Blurred Nation just stood for all races and all sorts of people, and it's a real possibility in the future that I'm going to open it up to basically anybody. So, because I don't think it should be to like pigeonhole a group of people, so that it's a pretty open community, because it is about that positivity and encouragement to be who you are.
That, and there's a lot of supporters. There's a lot of Blurred supporters that I know that are like, hell yeah, Blurred should be a thing. Like, Blurred's on the rise, you know? So I know they would want to be a part of that, you know? So...
Yeah, definitely.
I have one question.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. what is, like, your biggest, like, from other people, what is the biggest What are the biggest misconceptions about black nerds that you think is out there in the media, in real life, and everything?
I think that people think that it's a fad right now, and that it's something that's just going to kind of mull over after a bit, and I don't think so. I think it's here, it's really strong. I think the people that are really into it will still be into it 10, 15, 20 years from now, because they've always felt like this their whole life. So,
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to go anywhere. And I feel like there are some people that are just jumping on the bandwagon right now because they think it's the cool thing to do. And there's always going to be people who kind of follow so-called trends. But,
yeah.
And then I feel like a lot of people think about nerds in the sense of, like, Steve Urkel, because that's the only like, popular person in mainstream that we've had to represent black nerds. And that's not all that black nerds are. We're all sorts of types of people, different shapes, sizes, styles, clothing. It's all different. So, yeah, I think those are a couple of the ones that I can think of right now.
Yeah. I definitely think that's, like, I don't know why people group us with Steve Urkel, but, yeah, I think a lot of people think we act just like him, and that's not the case most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's because of the, you know, the nerd archetype of the past. I think, you know, that is obviously evolving and slowly going away, and people are now seeing that nerds represent so many eccentricities, and people can be into fashion and be a nerd and be into art and be a nerd, so you don't have to be visually impaired and have glasses and wear a pocket protector to be considered a nerd, so... it's a beautiful thing to see that. What's your future plans for expansion of Blurred Nation? What do you envision, you know, a few years from now, your site to evolve to?
I see it as just a hub, a new community, and a new subculture for black people specifically, because I feel like for the longest time, that the thing that we had in common was that we were black, that we were black people. And other cultures, other races have, like, their own subcultures that people, like, you have your skater kids and your goths and your punks and things like that. But I feel like the subcultures in black culture are just kind of coming up, and we need more of that, more camaraderie, more togetherness. So I just see Blurred Nation as being a place where we can all get together, have discussions, find other like-minded people like ourselves in different parts of the world, because Blurred Nation doesn't stand for nation as in just America. I want it to be a global thing because I don't know what black people in Australia are doing or Asia or Europe. And it would be amazing to have all these people in one location. So that's really the biggest goal, is to get just a collection of people from all over the world. I think that would be amazing to see what everybody's doing.
Do you ever think you would ever go in the direction of making it more of a social media sort of platform like Facebook or anything like that, like old MySpace or something like that, where people could set up profiles and communicate with one another and go out for tea or whatever you do? About that at all?
Yeah, I've thought about it, but I have to take, you know, one step at a time with the website because I have a full-time job. The web developer who helped code the website has a full-time job as well, and we're just trying to do things in stages and listen to our users and visitors on the website and see what they want. We're definitely trying to incorporate more interactiveness into the website, but it's all going to take time, yeah.
You've done a whole bunch in the time period that this was created in.
Thanks.
You did a
Thanks.
Lot, and it's awesome.
How
Thank
long
you.
Did it take for you to design the site?
The design process took about a month or two, and then the coding process took another month and a half, 2 months. So it was a really fast process. We were pretty determined and passionate about the project, so we put in a lot of hours, sleepless nights, recoding and redesigning things. Blurred Nation went through a couple of redesigns before it launched. The process went by really quickly, but I'm really pleased with the outcome of it.
That's good. That's awesome.
Is that so? Tell me a little, because I'm going to be doing a future podcast about coding, and this is something that I'm interested in learning how to do personally, but I have no clue what coding is. kind of clue us in a little bit about what that entails.
It's just a language that the computer understands, and the way that I explain it to people is that it's the same thing as learning a new spoken language, like if you want to learn French or German. You're basically learning all the different languages that the computer speaks. So whether you're learning Python or C++ or Java, you're learning those specific intricacies of that language. And then you basically type it out how you would speak. And you have to think about objects and things as verbs and nouns. So it can be very intricate and involved, but you have to start small. But
it can be insane. It can drive you literally crazy. I'm more of a print designer than I am like a web designer. Like I like to art direct websites, but I don't want to mess with code because it's too much.
You can have a semicolon missing somewhere and just mess up your whole program that you're doing. But
right.
It can be pretty intense.
Did you go to school for that, or was that self-taught?
Yeah, I went to school originally. My first degree is for computer science, which is basically software programming. And then after I finished that, I went to design school. And the reason I went to design school was because I wasn't getting everything that I needed out of computer science, and it kind of stripped a little bit of the creativity out of me. And while I was in school, I ended up on this research path about what else I could do to kind of re-spark my creativity, and I just fell on design and saw these design schools online that were offering great things, but I ended up finding one in Orlando that really fit me, and it worked out really well.
I just got a few personal questions here. Have you always considered yourself a blurred?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, before I knew what the word blurred was, I've always known I was a nerd, always known that I was different. I'm definitely a shy nerd, definitely a bit more introverted.
Me too.
I'm the type of person to where the way that I kind of recharge and decompress is being by myself. Like, I don't want to be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it just works for me. And, the word blurred is still pretty new to my vocabulary. It's only been there for about a few months to about a year. I think I saw it on a T-shirt on Pinterest one day, and I was like, mm-hmm. what is this? And I had to look it up, and I was like, this is totally me.
How have people, because, I know why, but it's still a divisive term in the Black community, in the Black nerd community, I should say, the word blurred. So mm-hmm. how have people responded to you using the term blurred on your site? Or have you received
on the site, it's been really positive. The most interactions that I get about Blurred Nation is when I meet people in person and I hand them a business card that says Blurred Nation on it. And as soon as I tell them what Blurred is, their face lights up. They're super excited. A lot of people Aww. Have been like, I didn't know that this is what I was this whole time, that there was a word for it. So it's been really positive, super positive.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Because it's still, you know, some people have kind of been like, oh, I don't like the word blurred, and, you know, that word seems kind of weird. And we had talked about that on the very first Black Girl Nerds podcast, and I
yeah.
always liked it. I always
I like
embraced it. And it's cute and cheeky, so I love the fact
yeah.
that your website, there's another website, Blurredology. I love the fact that there's these emerging sites that are using that term and really, you know, bringing power to the term by creating these great, mm-hmm. innovative startup sites. So it's very exciting what's happening right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's good to be part of, like, a group to me, because I felt like growing up there was nothing for me to cling on to, because in school, I had mostly white friends, and I really felt like I was always the odd person out.
Yeah.
I love the, you know, it's coming out. People are starting to embrace us and understand who we are.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's starting to catch, you know.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with
the
thing.
Okay. We have a question from Geek Soul Brother. He asks, are you going to feature a video on the site or have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, definitely. We have the blog coming out. I'm hoping that it will be out by next week. The web developer is kind of finishing things up with that. We want to make sure it's really nice and sleek and matches up with the design of the rest of the website and functionality. But, yeah, we're planning on having regular blog articles and Skype interviews and possibly Google Hangouts, just something really interactive and get people motivated, and recording those and uploading those to the website and on YouTube as well, or Vimeo, whichever one works out best for us.
That's awesome. What's the nerdiest thing that you've ever done?
The nerdiest thing.
That's a very nerdy question.
There's so many of them, but I would probably say building a computer with my dad. The first computer I took to college was one that we built together, and we ordered all the parts and laid everything out and just completely nerded out together. It was amazing.
Oh, I love it. That's a really hard question. I have to think about that for myself. I don't even know.
Have you featured your dad on the site yet? Since he's
not yet. I get my shyness from him, so he's super shy. I don't think he would be up to it.
Awesome. What advice would you give to content creators that, you know, want to get their work put out there, or maybe want to do a website and start up their own site about anything that they're interested in? What kind of advice would you give to them?
I'd probably say for those who want to create a blog or a website or a book or whatever it may be, like, just to take action. Like, you have to take action. You have to, like, really stand firm in your beliefs, like, even when people kind of go against you and mm-hmm. telling you that maybe that isn't the best thing, or it's going to take too much time to get to where you need to go. I feel like you always have to give it a try. You never know, like, what's going to work out until you actually try it. And I feel like for me, especially with Blurred Nation, like persistence is one of my favorite words. And I feel like when you match that up with patience and time, like you're definitely going to reach your goals and go even further, like farther than what you thought. So definitely take action. I think that's like a really key word.
I have a question for you since you work full time as well. How do you manage everything? Because you've done a lot of work and you're really active in social media. So how do you, do you have like a schedule? You're like, okay, I'm going to spend this much time like tweeting. Like how do you manage it all?
Yeah, I try to create a schedule and I try to stick to it, but it doesn't work a lot of the time. Luckily, I work from home. I'm a freelance and contract graphic designer and web designer. So I have a little bit more freedom and leeway to kind of get multiple things done at the same time. So as I'm working on projects, I need to take breaks from like when I'm doing projects for clients. So then that's when I'll jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook. I try to do as much as I can, but I quickly figured out that social media is basically a job on its own. And I see why people hiring social media specialists, because it's a lot of work to try to keep up, you know, relationships with people online and find new followers and just create new content to get people interested. So
do you ever go to any like social events to promote your site, or like is it just solely online right now?
It's mostly online right now. I'm actually going to a tech conference or a social media conference in Atlanta on Friday, so that's going to be really cool to meet other Blurs and spread the news and the word about Blurred Nation. And I've been to a couple of events here in Chattanooga, but, I've just been super busy keeping up with Blurred Nation online and trying to work my job so I can pay my bills.
I understand.
That's a rough thing to do, because I'm telling you, you know, from personal experience with doing a blog, which I never thought that it would require so much time to invest in it, but working a blog and then just taking a regular job so you can pay your bills, it's hard to balance those two, you know, universes.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely hear you on that. What do you do for fun outside of when you're working and outside of when you're content creating through the website? What do you do for fun?
I definitely watch a lot of TV, hardcore into The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones. I love Continuum, but I'm like way behind on that one. I found out about Orphan Black from your blog, so I've been getting into that.
That's an awesome show.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Sherlock from the BBC. That's like an amazingly written show. It's so good. So TV, I love going to the movies when I get the chance, but the tickets like get more expensive every time I go. So which is crazy. And I love bouldering, which is like a form of rock climbing. It's a really good release for me. I love it. It's so much fun.
I would be terrified. You are way braver than I am. I would be scared, terrified. I'm afraid of climbing anything. Anything that involves climbing, I'm terrified of.
That's pretty awesome. I was pretty freaked out at first, the first couple of times I did it, but it's so much fun and it's freeing to just be hanging from something and you have your strength to hold you up. So it's a lot of fun.
Who's your, like, biggest Blurred inspiration? Like, who is someone that you, like, are like, you know, I really look up to this person and they're amazing. I want them to be
I'd probably say my dad. He doesn't know that he's Blurred.
Sorry,
but
so cute. You have, like, the cutest relationship with your father ever.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's super awesome. But, he doesn't know he's a Blurred, but he's definitely been a big influence in my life.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it.
Is it just you by yourself that's doing Blurred Nation? Are you receiving any help? And if you are just doing this by yourself, is that something that you're looking to do in the future, is reach out to other nerds to help you do your social media and advertising and such?
Yeah, right now it's just me. The web developer is there, but he doesn't help me with anything else. He just codes the website. So, yeah, it's me doing all of the kind of, like, marketing, social media, everything. But, yeah, I would love some help with it. I'm pretty new to social media, so I'm not always sure what to post online on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all those millions of social networking sites that are out there. But, yeah, I'm always up for advice and help and whatever anybody wants to use to participate.
What were you thinking about for the Instagram?
As of right now, I'm going to do like a mini photo shoot for some awesome items we're going to have in our store. We have some great artwork that we're going to have on T-shirts, tote bags, posters, stickers, stuff like that. But I don't know what else to post, you know, on a daily basis. Like I said, I don't really do my personal social networking. So it's hard for me now to be jumping right into it with Blurred Nation.
Yeah.
So, do you have a store or a place where you're going to eventually sell merchandise that have the Blurred Nation logo on it?
Yeah, that's coming soon. We're going to put up the blog hopefully next week, and then hopefully a couple of weeks after that, the store will be up. Like I said before, we have to do all of this stuff in stages because there's so much to do, so
right.
much.
Right. What's going to be on? Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. What do you plan on selling on the website?
As of right now, we're going to be selling T-shirts and tote bags and posters. Like I said, we've got some really original, just fantastic artwork that I feel like is really going to catch people's attention. And I'm hoping, you know, if we make enough revenue, the goal is to give back to Black nonprofits around the world, because I feel like it's really important to give back, that you can't always just take.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's really good. Because I notice, I'm looking at your site now, and you've got blocks on the side for advertising. Who are you soliciting for advertising? What areas of interest do you have a need for with respect to advertising?
I'm looking for other Black bloggers, possibly historically Black colleges and universities that want to reach a new demographic, up-and-coming. Now that you were talking about fashion earlier, I want to target, like, up-and-coming designers and clothing lines, Black hair care products. Just, I want the advertisements to really pertain to the demographic that's coming to the website, because I feel like a lot of websites just have stuff on there that doesn't pertain to the people that are coming. Like, for instance, if you use Google AdWords, they're going to put stuff on your website about Hamburger Helper or Pantene Pro V or, like, things that don't really matter to the people who are there. So I think it's really important that if we're celebrating Black culture, to have Black advertisements on there.
Yeah.
That's really good. So those of you that are listening, if you have a product or a service that you want to have advertised, check out blurrednation.com, because they do have room on their site for advertising, and you're right about the whole Google Ads thing. I think that's a great concept to just focus on Black-centric advertising on a website, and that's definitely going to help both our community and garner interest from people that actually look at the site. So that's a really good concept. That's a great idea.
Have people been contacting you to advertise?
A couple of people have shown interest that I've met in person. But the thing is with advertising is that the Blurred Nation website is pretty young and fresh. So we're trying to get our statistics up, our Google Analytics up, so to show advertisers that, yes, we do have steady users and visitors coming to the website, and therefore you're going to get your money's worth for your advertising. So that's always a big thing. So, but, I mean, every time I check analytics, we're getting up there, and we're getting pretty steady, which is really awesome that people are finding the website, and we're getting a lot of repeat visitors as well, which is really great.
very exciting when that happens. I get, like, really excited checking my analytics now. I'm like, oh, God, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I had a question, but I forgot. I'm sorry.
No.
It'll come back to me. I do this all the
time. It looks like we got Don Seiler, Blackius Maximus. He said on Twitter, I hope I said that right. He says on Twitter, okay, so when are we going to have a blurred conference? I'm too old for a long wait. I think that's a great idea. I've been
talking
to a couple of
people. That is an amazing idea.
Yeah, I wrote a blog post too recently about, you know, blurred support and that we need to just get together and foster relationships in real life. And I think it could start with doing a meetup. So
yeah.
You can just go to meetup.com and start your own meetups locally and build it from there. But yeah, there's a lot of blurreds that I've been socializing through Twitter and through Facebook that want to organize conferences. So pretty soon that's going to be coming up. Are you trying to facilitate anything through Blurred Nation right now? I know you said you're going to a tech conference shortly.
Yeah, actually, what you're talking about, I've been wanting to tell people to facilitate meetups as well, because I think it's important to foster relationships in person, because we're all in this age now where we basically stare at our computer screens and don't get out
right.
of our homes and interact enough. So that's something that I really want to foster and try to go to more tech conferences that I can. I went to one last week in Chattanooga, but it was definitely a different demographic it was different. That's all I can call it.
Have you collaborated with Blurredology and Kat Calvin and her organization?
Not yet. I want to get in contact with her. I think what they're doing is amazing, especially with technology, and especially since, you know, my first degree is in computer science. And I'm super interested. I love little kids. I love teaching kids. I actually do that on the side. I tutor children, and mostly in math. So I'm a math geek as well as a computer geek. So, yeah, I would love to start a relationship with them and see what we can do together.
All right. Blurredology's listening right now, so yeah, you guys need to partner up because
awesome.
Both of your websites are awesome. And I noticed on your website, you have Blurred Nation as an LLC. So are you officially a limited liability company in
yes,
addition to
we
being
are.
A website owner? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So it's just pretty much you and the company. Do you have any other staff members or employees that are a part of Blurred Nation?
No, it's just me doing pretty much every aspect of it, which is consuming. That's definitely the word to describe it.
It's like, I can't believe you did this much work in that amount of time.
Once the idea came to me, I was like, I have to run with this, that this is just an amazing concept, and I think people will really love it, and I loved it, so I put everything that I had in me into this project, and I will continue to do so because I think it's just going to continue to be awesome.
It is. It really is.
Absolutely. And if you guys out there that's listening, if you are a filmmaker, you have a YouTube channel, she's got actually under the media link section on Blurred Nation, postings of various videos. Looks like you've got some music videos on here. You've got web series. Now, is this open to everyone, or what would be the process in submitting your video content through Blurred Nation?
It's open to everyone and anyone as long as it's good content. I want to really showcase what people can't find on their own normally. So a lot of those videos on there, I feel like people have never seen or didn't know that was out there. The same thing goes for the news section. I'm just trying to find news from all over the world of what great people are doing, what black people are doing that's just phenomenal. So, yeah, anybody that has some great stuff out there, just send it to us and we'll get it up there on the website.
good stuff. So right now, you know, this website, it's been about, you said, about six to eight weeks roughly that you launched it. So you've got all of these social media networks. Which social media networks right now are you tapped into through Blurred Nation?
The biggest ones, obviously, are Twitter and Facebook. We've got Pinterest and Instagram and, I believe, Google Plus. But it doesn't seem to be a big following on Google Plus. It hasn't caught on like the other social networks.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely Twitter.
Twitter, okay. So give us all your contact information on Twitter and then all of the other respective social networks so people can know where to go to follow you, like your fan page, all of that information outside of the actual website.
All of the handles are Blurred Nation, so just type in Blurred Nation and you'll find us.
For those of you that are listening, you can follow Blurred Nation on Facebook or follow them on Twitter. You can fan them on Facebook. They're on Pinterest. And I saw your Pinterest page. Awesome content. I love the pictures on there. I might be taking some of those pictures and pinning them on Pinterest too.
I'm going to look at it right now. I'm going to go look right now because I haven't seen it yet. I'm a Pinterest addict.
What are some of the things that you're going to you said that there's going to be a section for a blog. What are some of the topics that you're going to be talking about on the blog, or what's actually, you know, going to, what is the content that's going to entail on the blog portion of the site?
Basically anything dealing with blurred culture, with black culture. I know there's an article that's going to be written about bringing up geeks. Empowering children to really love who they are, which I think would be an amazing article about religion and spirituality in black culture. So those are a couple of the topics. I don't want to give away all of the author's ideas. But, yeah, we've been doing that, and we're looking for bloggers. So if there are any people out there that once a blog, they have great ideas, definitely, you know, hit us up on our contact letter, or also say hi at blurrednation.com and just let us know what you're up to and what you want to write about, and we'll get that going.
That's awesome. It's like such an awesome, I love the concept of the entire state. Like, I think it's really awesome to have a platform to kind of showcase everything that we do within the community, so it's awesome.
Thanks.
I remember when we had tweeted, I think it was last Thursday during Blurred Chat, and you had mentioned color. I noticed your site is very clean, and it's got these nice colors with the black and the blue. How did you come up with the concept of color when you did the design for Blurred Nation?
I knew blurred had to be on black, so that was a definite. But as far as coming up with color schemes for me, what I do is that I look at my surroundings, I look at other websites online, or a graphic design book that I have, and if a color really pops out at me, that's the color that I go with. I just really go with my gut, and that color blue just popped out to me, and I was like, I have to use it. Like, it just works. I think I had originally picked an orange because I don't know, there's something about the color orange, but it was too Halloween-y. It turned out to look like a pumpkin sort of thing. But then I reassessed it, and that blue is just, I don't know, there's something that about it that's uniform and that I think describes a nation. So that's how I went with that.
It's good as well because it can cater to men and women. It's very neutral, and I can see a guy coming here feeling okay, and I can see a woman coming to your site and being okay. Because thing that I have with my site, because I didn't really think about, you know, if I wanted more male or female to come to my personal website, But, mm-hmm. like, a lot of guys want to read what I write about, but my website is still girly, but that's who I am. So it's okay. I'm like, it's okay. You know, just come and look at it. It's fine, you know. No one's going to make money at work for looking at my site. But they usually tell me, they're like, oh, it's so girly. But I'm like, that's how I am. So, and you're okay with knowing me. But I was thinking if I ever did a redesign, I would try to make it more neutral for both males and females.
Yeah, everybody's design aesthetic is so different. It just happens to be I have a minimalist design aesthetic and not really male or female. I'm kind of like right in the middle when it comes to design. And the other colors on the website, I wanted it to be a focus on the actual people and the colors in their pictures and their photographs. So that's where everything else comes together, which I think just looks really sleek and nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
And one of the really amazing concepts, which you had mentioned earlier about this website, is that, you know, percentage of your revenue from the ads do go to nonprofits. What are there specific nonprofits that you're giving back to, or have you set that up yet?
Any and all. And I want people to recommend nonprofits that they're really into online as well. One that I'm really in love with is Black Girls Code.
I love them.
Because I'm a computer geek and I love teaching kids, so that just goes hand in hand for me. But any organization around the world that needs help, Blurred Nation would love to donate to.
Awesome stuff. So, you know, for those of you out there that's listening, Blurred Nation is the website that you definitely need to go to for a huge resource of information with respect to nerds. They've got video content on here. If you want to be featured as a blurred, you can go to the website, fill out their contact form. Again, you know, this is social media. That's where it's at. So you never know who's listening. You never know who's looking at your site or looking at the Blurred Nation site. And it's got several social networks that it's tapped into. They've got a Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest page. So lots and lots of content to give you the exposure that you need as someone who's a content creator. So I just want to say thank you so much, Shone, for coming on Black Girl Nerds tonight and talking about your site. You're doing some really awesome things.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you for the invite. It was definitely a pleasure to be on here. It's so much fun and exciting.
Was there any other information that you want to throw out there for those that are listening, how to contact you personally if they have any other additional questions that we didn't ask on the air?
This is the same email, sayhi@blurrednation.com. Feel free to write in anytime. I try to respond as quickly as I can and get you the answers that you need. Or through the contact letter, which I love, by the way. I really wanted Blurred Nation to be about breaking the barrier of being a box. So the contact form has no boxes. You fill it out like it's an actual letter. So definitely go and fill out the letter whenever you get a chance.
Awesome. And real quick before we go, Black Chivalrous Nerd asks, are you guys looking for a Naruto blogger for your website?
Sure.
Looks like you got a job there, Black Chivalrous Nerd.
Yes, nice.
Good stuff. Well, Thank you again for coming on Black Girl Nerds. Next week, guys, our podcast is going to be about interracial relationships. Believe it or not, in 2013, this is still a divisive topic, very controversial. So we will be talking about that. Tune in at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you want to listen in to the live show. Or you can catch us on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. at Urban Soul Radio, www.urbansoulradio.fm. Thanks for tuning in to Black Girl Nerds, guys. You guys have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks, Shone. Thanks, guys.